Lorna Golombek is an accomplished holistic health practitioner with over 30 years' experience in the health and wellness industries, and she is the founder of Seed Physiotherapy. She has extensive skills in physiotherapy, cancer rehabilitation, and women's wellness support using epigenetic precision health coaching. Lorna joins 101.5's podcast in her role as a health and wellbeing coach. Welcome to our health and wellbeing podcast. I'm Rosemary, and today I'm joined again by Lorna Golombek. And Lorna, it is wonderful to have you back with us again.
It's always lovely to be here, Rosemary. I'm really excited about having our chat today.
Now, Lorna, we're going to set the theme here. February is here, and for many people, those with New Year goals are already slipping. So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, today, Rosemary, I'd love to address that by talking about habit cycles and the difference between what we call a virtuous cycle and a vicious cycle, and why so many people feel like they failed when actually nothing's wrong with them.
Mm-hmm. And why do habits fall away?
Well, basically, a lot of people try to change behavior using their willpower alone. But habits actually live in your nervous system, not on your to-do list. Mm-hmm. And so when we're actually tired, stressed, overwhelmed, our body just goes back to what feels natural and familiar, even if it's not helpful in the long run. So you might plan to choose to exercise, eat well, go to bed earlier, but when you're exhausted, your body's going to choose some other things instead.
Okay, so we're complex human beings, aren't we? So I know you and I try to sort it out and sort ourselves out as well. Give us a few little variations, Lorna.
So an example of a habit cycle is something where you might actually be feeling really tired and pressured. So you skip going to the gym and then you feel worse. And so then you make poorer choices. You might choose to have that sugary snack instead of actually having a nice protein meal. And then you feel guilty and then you try harder. And then you might even burn out or you repeat or you just feel bad about yourself. So in contrast, looking at a virtuous cycle is, if you're resting a bit better, you feel a bit better, you move a little, you nourish yourself, then you sleep better, so you have more energy, and then you can make better choices, and then that cycle can repeat. So it's the same person, same intentions, but a different starting point. And when we look at this in a sort of an even more micro sense of things, we can actually even look at what our triggers are and then what our sensations were in our body before we made that decision, and recognizing at any point in that cycle that we made that decision to actually make ourselves feel better, but then the reality kicked in of what we didn't do, and then we feel guilty or whatever we feel about it. So this is just kind of recognizing that there's choice points in any part of your cycle where you can actually choose to put a different behaviour in.
Well, Lorna, how would we reframe failure? Let's think about that.
Yeah, so if we think about, you know, sort of falling off track or falling off the bandwagon, it's sort of making you feel bad about yourself. But in actual fact, if something's not working, it's feedback. It's your body saying, well, this doesn't actually fit with what I'm doing right now, and how can I actually make better choices about it? So, you know, most people will set their goals based on the ideal life, not their real one. So they imagine having endless time, endless motivation, endless energy, and then real life happens and they feel disappointed in themselves. And that shame about not being able to keep those habits in place isn't going to build lasting change, but actually being kind to yourself does. Understanding yourself actually is going to help that as well. So, you know, there's some practical tools we'll talk about in a moment, but just kind of understanding that when you're sitting within that place, instead of looking at that goal that you set and thinking I failed at it, actually think, well, I didn't set myself up correctly to succeed in it. So even looking at sort of understanding when you set a goal to say, well, how realistic is that for what I've got in my life, and breaking it down sort of to make it, you know, more manageable is what we're going to be looking at as well.
Okay. Have you got a few practical tools in regards to that, Lorna?
Absolutely. So these are things like I was just starting to mention, is just shrinking the habit. And instead of making this massive, great big goal, just take a tiny little chunk out of it. What's the smallest version I can succeed at? So, you know, if you said you were going to go to the gym 7 days a week, well, if that's not really realistic in your life, have a look and sort of say, well, could I make it there just twice this week? And then even breaking it down further into sort of saying, well, okay, what's the plan if I don't get to make it to the gym? Is there something else I could do instead at home? So actually setting yourself up to have a percentage of success in your goal and a confidence that that goal that you've set is actually achievable is actually the first step in terms of actually getting something to work for you and making sure that the habits that go with that are the smallest little version. So when we go back to that gym part, oh, well, if I don't get to the gym 2 days a week, well, I could actually just do a little home workout, or I could just do some stretches. I could just choose to move my body. So looking at brainstorming what the smallest version of it is to give yourself some practice success with that is going to give you some better goals to achieve. The other thing you can look at is also attaching it to something that you already do. So, you know, if you're wanting to include doing some breath work in your day, you could tie it into, you know, before you have that first sip of your coffee in the morning, do some breathing exercises to appreciate taking in the beautiful aroma and mindfulness and that sort of thing. Or it could be that you sort of say, well, while I'm brushing my teeth, I'm going to stretch my calf muscles out. You can choose to tether it to something else. It's called habit tethering. And then, as I said, just regulating before you motivate yourself. So actually make sure when you set your goals that you're in a good place and that you're not setting something out of desperation, but actually supporting your sleep and decent hydration, breath work, kind of connecting in with your body before you set your goals and before you start attempting to think about what you might fit into a day, make sure you're in a good balanced place to begin with.
Okay, that sleep is pretty important as well as hydration. I mean, we just take them for granted, Lorna, don't we? So we've got to be a little bit aware of that and probably have a little bit of compassion and a little bit of sustainability as well.
Absolutely, because, you know, that change is going to happen best when we lead with that self-compassion and being curious around, why am I not doing the thing that I said I wanted to do? Instead of kind of judging yourself and making yourself feel guilty about things, actually caring for yourself first, then it's going to become easier to look at this.
And how about some real life examples, Lorna?
Look, every single week I see this with people coming in and saying, you know, I've tried this and nothing works. And when we just kind of simplify it and take the guilt out of what they're doing and support their nervous system, then they actually can stop fighting themselves and start working with their body. So that change then becomes a lot more peaceful, it becomes a lot more consistent, and then their confidence can return. So what I often will see is, exactly as I was saying, the whole New Year, bang, I'm joining the gym, I'm going 7 days a week, you know, and then you injure yourself because you just kind of set yourself up that, you know, you had all this motivation and drive. So then sort of looking and sort of saying, okay, well, what do I need to do in terms of helping myself recover through this part? And what little bits can I do instead of going to the gym to fit things into my day? So it might just be doing some stretching and rehab exercises at that stage. But actually looking at where it's going to be realistic, how much time somebody actually has in their day and what their motivators are. I think that's probably one of the biggest things that people don't have enough of a think about is why are they doing something like this? If you connect it to an emotional reason, a picture of how you want to feel once you have achieved whatever you've sort of set your mind to do in terms of what the habit is going to produce, then it's much easier to join the dots together and remember when you're not feeling good, when you don't have energy, to actually be able to remember that why you're actually doing it. You know, if it's for your long-term health or if it's because you know, wanting to fit into a dress for your daughter's wedding, any of those sorts of things that are really important, meaningful things in your life, those are the things to keep front of mind when you're finding the challenges to get those little shifts taking place.
It's like the old adage, isn't it? Keep your eye on the goal, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. But make sure it's achievable at the same time.
As well, Lorna. Now, look, you and I, we know that we can talk about this for absolutely ever, but we can't. So give us, what would be your final message to us this morning?
Look, what I'd love my listeners to think about is if you feel like you've fallen off your goals, I really want you just to reframe that. Just don't think about it as failure. Just think about it as learning. What is this teaching you? Just you are going to adjust and you are going to stay curious about what you're doing. Start small, break down those pieces and just build up gently so that you're building on your successes. And that's going to actually build that virtuous cycle gently, consistently, and in a way that makes you feel really good about yourself.
I think that's a pretty good little statement there, Lorna. You've been listening to 101.5, and we're, of course, chatting to Lorna Golombek, the founder of Seed Physiotherapy, founding director of Pick and Steel Cancer Rehabilitation, and women's wellness coach, about habits and about how we can get around these cycles. And I guess it's like falling off the horse, but learning to get back on again. Lorna, thank you so much for joining us. It's always great to hear from you.
Thanks so much, Rosemary. Always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.